This week, Hungarians are commemorating the anniversary of their dramatic anti-Soviet uprising exactly 50 years ago. On October the 23rd, 1956, a pro-democracy rally brought 200,000 people into the streets of Budapest, singing national songs and destroying a statue of Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. Soviet tanks were forced to retreat from Budapest, but when they returned 1 week later, the blow was devastating. Reform Prime Minister Imre Nagy was arrested and executed, as were hundreds of other reformers. To get a Czech perspective on those dramatic events, I spoke to Jiřina Šiklová, who later became a prominent dissident in Czechoslovakia, but was still a student at that time. She told me about how independent student activities in Prague during the autumn of 1956 were affected by the unrest in Budapest.
I remember on it when we had started as a student the new year, then we had the idea that we should organize the special union of students at the philosophical faculty. And we have organized it together with historiker Pavel Seifter. And we have written the proclamation that the students should have the independent socialist union of students. It was nothing against the Communist Party. Then when we have done this proclamation on the door at the Faculty of Arts, Mr. Červinka, he was our professor, he said us, take it over and quickly. We didn't understand him because we were not informed. And he said us, you don't know what it happened in Budapest. And we didn't know.
The news services then between Czechoslovakia and Hungary were censoring this information.
Yes, of course, we were not informed about it. Maybe that was something in our newspapers. But, you know, the students are not so informed, and it was so interpreted that we didn't done the parallel between this. And it was the reason why we were very angry on this professor, because he had the high prestige between students. And till this time, I couldn't imagine how it is possible that we were so isolated and that the censorship was really so deep.
Now, if we fast forward a few years into the mid-1960s, by that point you were quite involved in the political sphere as well with reform communism. What were the reflections of that era like on Budapest 1956? Did you draw inspiration from that revolution?
Yes, it was big inspiration because we have seen that it is possible something to change. Then we were more informed about it, but we were informed through the information from Poland. In Poland, it was possible to speak more open about it. I think that in this time, the fear from our Communist Party before the so-called Hungarian events was very deep. I think that is typical that in this time was used, and till this time it is used, the special word for it, not revolution, not Hungarian takeover, not the word that it was something what was against the Communist Party, but very neutral word, Hungarian events. It's really the new Tidepe or the new Orwell's newspeak.
Dr. Šiklová, thank you very much.